Today's daf is Ma'aseh daf Tezayin, and we continue with the second parak in Parak Haya Over, and we are on the top of Mem Zayin Tezayin Amin Aleph, Peiros Shetarmus. As we mentioned, we're talking about different events that Midrabanan are Koveil Ma'aseh. We saw yesterday the Brisa on daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph at the beginning of the fourth parak, beginning of Parak HaKovesh. The Brisa layer lists off all the different events that are Koveya Midrabanan. Remember, Mida Araisa, you need Gemar Malacha, the processing, and the smoothing out, and the other examples that we already had in the Mishnayos, the filling up of the basket, and all of those, and once you bring them into the house, then it's Nikva. But these other events are Koveya, sometimes even without Gemar Malacha, as we're about to see in the Mishnah. What do all these events have in common? Again, each one of them could be a little different, but all these events, the cooking and the salting and the bringing into the house and being mafresh truma, all of them show that either I or automatically, I'm treating them in a way that's gives them chashivas. If I cook something, I'm showing that this is good. This is chashiv to me. I'm already cooking it. If it's Shabbos, that's automatically. If it's Shabbos, as we said yesterday, maybe it's only stuff that I'm going to plan to eat on Shabbos. Maybe it's anything that potentially, that was Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on yesterday's daf, selling something. If I sell something, that shows I'm giving it chashivas. You're buying it, I'm selling it. All of these events, I bring it into my house. So all of these show a certain chashivas. And even, as we're about to talk about, if I'm mafresh truma, if something does not have gemar malacha, I don't have to be mafresh truma yet, and I decide to be mafresh truma and give it to the kohen, that's showing that I'm treating this as already, as if there was gemar malacha, as if there was a significant stage of its development. If you look in the Gemara discusses these events also in the end of Maseches Beitza on Daf Lamed Dalid, but there the Maharam Milublin, one of the Achronim on the bottom of the Marsha, the Maharam says, relating to this, he says, Hoevu mafresh truma mehen gila bidaito shenigmar malachtan. If I'm being mafresh truma, that shows I'm done. It's processed enough. V'lakach aser lechom mehen afilu arai. Right, that's why it's aser to eat even arai from them, because the hafrasha itself is a reflection that I am treating it as gemar malacha. I'm not sure if this sugya, maybe it will, I'm not sure in which direction, if this sugya relates to whether hafrasha, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta and last Masechta, is what we call mitzvah versus matir. And we have the machlokes haposkim, if I have no intention of eating from the field, is there still an idea of being mafresh? Or is hafrasha only if I want to eat from it? If I'm planning to eat from it, so then I should be mafresh. Right, that's the Rashi. Rashi in, starts with the Rishonim. Rashi in Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin Amabez. The Rashi says there, V'lav mitzvah deramya alehi, ella im kain ochlan o mochran. Right, it's not a mitzvah deramya alehi. What he's talking about, Maestros. So it's not a mitzvah, and that's the Pashup Shop, that it is not a mitzvah deramya alehi. Right, and that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis, a beginning of Arachayim, the first place that a Birchas HaMitzvah is discussed, and that's by Tzitzis. Well, what's the first mitzvah? Tzitzis Yadayim, okay. But Birchas HaMitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Ches, Yis'atev B'Tzitzis V'Yivarech Mu'uman. I should put on Tzitzis and make the bracha. It's a big controversy exactly when to make the bracha. L'His'atev is that when you're holding it up, when you're wrapped already. Discussion of Tosfos and Yevamos. But the Shulchan Aruch says you make the Birchas HaMitzvah standing. That's what we hold. And the Magen Avraham says you make the Bracha Me'umad Vitzarachian, because if you look in Hilchas Challah, if you look in Yerodea, in the Mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can make the Bracha sitting. Mashma de Mutter Levarach Miyushav, Mishnah Shlema. It talks about this in Mishnah Challah. It says a woman can make the Bracha naked, sitting down, but he talks about making the Bracha sitting. So what do you mean? Birchas HaMitzvah. It sits is you make the Bracha standing. Hafrashas chala, you make the bracha sitting. V'yesh lomar, da hafrashas chala eina mitzvah kolkach. Says the Magen Avraham, hafrashas chala is not a mitzvah kolkach. What does that mean? de'eino ose ela l'sakein ma'achalo. Dumya d'shchita. It's what we would call a matir. If I have no plans on eating the dough, there's no mitzvah for me to do. I don't have a chit to do that. It's only if I plan to eat the dough. So it's not a mitzvah kol kach, says the Magen Avraham. And if we assume the same for our freshest truma, so then it's not a mitzvah kol kach, and that's why there's a difference in halacha between birchas hamitzvah standing and sitting. The Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeridaya in Siman Aleph cross-references this Magen Avraham and says the Taz is wrong. Right, the Taz in Yeridaya, there in Aleph Yud Zayin, the Taz sounds like that there is a mitzvah to be mafresh, even if I don't have any plans of eating from the field. The context there is Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchas Shechita, and a bracha on a wedding. He talks about all different types of mitzvos. So there, the Taz, just taking it out of context, Aval afrasha shruma havi ikar abracha al mitzvah afrasha lo al itzer achilas tevel shaharei mitzvah afrasha chiyuv alav afilu im eino rotze lechom and atfu adayin. The mitzvah afrasha is a chiyuv on him even if he has no plans yet on eating from the grain. V'yim kein havi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvahs. And he continues. The Rukiv Eger there says, look in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis. So is this related to whether Hafrashas Truma gives significance to the food and therefore it's Kovela Maisris? I'm not sure, because you might say in either direction. If it's a mitzvah, then you're doing a mitzvah with this item and therefore that gives it significance. Or the opposite. If you're being matir this food and now making it halachically edible for you, maybe that gives a significance. So I'm not sure, but it might be related. But that's the sugya. But this is this first half of the Mishnah is relating to that event of Hafrasha. So says the Mishnah, Perish et Tarmon Adshel Nigmer Malachton. So as we're going to talk about each of these events, we're going to talk about whether it works with or without gemar malacha, meaning you didn't bring it into the house. If I cook it in the field, is that going to be enough? If it's Shabbos in the field, is that going to be enough? If I'm mafresh truma, so here, if I'm mafresh truma, even though there was no gemar malacha, actually no gemar malachton, as the Mara Folda says, Shohigia Gordon Lamaiser, you didn't reach that level. So Machlokas Tanoim. Rebbe Eliezer Oser Milochal Mehenarai. Rebbe Eliezer says, It's Koveya. Even though, as the Pnei Moshe says, even though by bias, for example, it's not Koveya, except for if there was Gemar Malacha. But here, Truma is Koveya. Truma is koveya. See what the Marafold, the Pnei Moshe says. Lufisha truma echa mishisha dvar. Truma is one of the six things, as it says later on Daf Lamed Beis. Visvira leila Rabbi Eliezer, de truma kovaas, af bedavar shalo nigra malachto. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Even though you didn't have the final processing, but it doesn't matter. Once your mafresh truma, that already is ki'ilu, it's a gemar malacha, and therefore you're not allowed to eat from it arai anymore. The Chachamim Atira and the Chachamim say no. Right? This Hafrashas Truma is not stronger than Knisa Labayis. You see in the Marasilio, third line, De Kasavri, the Rabbanan hold, De Ein Truma Toveles Yoser Mishar Abayis. Right? Truma is not going to be Toveles more than your house. V'kiyeched in Shar Abayis Tovel, El Begligber Malachto. Just like your house is not going to be Tovel, except that there was Gemar Malacha. So too, Afrashas Truma. That's the Chachamim. The Chachamim Ramati, they say Afrashas Truma is only Koveya. Once there was the Onas HaMaisras, the Gornan LaMaisr. The Gornan, not the Onas HaMaisras. That's the third. That's the first shear that we spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta. But the Goren, right? The processing. But you didn't bring it into the house yet. And you didn't finish, the kfiyah in other ways, but you know the Chum say that's truma is not going to work unless you did everything else besides bringing it into the house. Chutz mikalkelas atenim, except for the basket of figs. Well, what's the basket of figs? So that is what we had earlier, because remember the basket of figs, that is gemar malacha. If you're planning to eat the figs without pressing them, without just eating them. So right when you fill up the basket, that is gemar melacha. So the chachamim say, once that happens, so that then even before you bring it into your house, if you're mafrish, so then that is good enough. The Mishnah continues, kalkelas te'enim shetarma. It's unclear why the Mishnah has this as a separate case, if it seems like we're just quoting the same case with another shita. So the basket of figs, we just spoke about that. We just said, the Chacham say, oh, the basket of figs is chayiv. Kagal stenim shetarma, Rabbi Shimon matir. The Chacham and Mosrim. Rabbi Shimon matir, what's Rabbi Shimon? Pashup shat. Rabbi Shimon argues on this one of the six events. Hafreshes Truma is not Kovela Meiser. He argues on that brisa. He argues on this, and therefore, well, even if you were Torim, the Kalkelas Teinim, Rabbi Shimon is Matir, Truma is not Tovelas. And the Chachamim Mosa, the Chachamim say, no, it is, like the Tanakama. The Chachamim say, Kalkelas Teinim is Oser and is Tovel. The Pachup Shad is that this Chachamim is just like the previous line, the previous Chachamim. If you want to run the Echron in the back, the Shalom Yerushalayim assumes the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah can't be that. The Gemara always asks, if you have a Chachamim and then a Rabbi Shimon and then a Chachamim, there has to be a difference between the two Chachamims, or else the Mishnah wouldn't have expressed them separately. So he tries to come up with a chilek for, you know, how is there a chilek between the Chachamim? Maybe the first opinion only holds figs. Maybe figs have a special din. The Te'enim, because why would the Mishnah say, Kalkala, just say basket. Don't say basket of figs. So he says maybe based on the other shitas. Nirlani is daiti the chachamim kamoi lo osrim kiim kalkala shaltenim dafka de stamon nigmaran malachton. Rakta b'day totali, and it continues. But the later chachamim basroi are mosif that it's no any fruit, even if it's not just figs, you have to come up with some type of chilek, says the sefer Shalom Yerushalayim. Okay, so this was part one of the Mishnah, that Hafrashas Truma is Koveya Lemaiser. Ramam's wrong. Is Koveya Lemaiser. So again, those six that apply from Daf Lamed Beis. Now we're going to get to the next event that is Koveya Lemaiser, and that is Mekach, selling it. Mekach selling it. So that's the next Mishnah, next part of the Mishnah. Homer Lechavero, Helech Isser Zev, Etain Libo Chavesh Te'enim. Somebody says to their friend, take this Isar, and give me five figs, right? Tein libo, five figs. So is that a mekach? I give you money. So lo yochal shiasa, divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, yeah, that's mekach. And therefore, it's like I bought these figs, and right when you buy, even though they were attached when I gave you the money, I give you an isar, and I say, you know, give me five figs. Lo yochal shiasa, divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says that is koveya le. Meiser is because Mekach is Tovelas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ochel achas achas upater. If you eat them one by one, so that's not called a Mekach. That's still called an Arai eating, and therefore one can eat it one by one with, pick one and then eat it and pick one and eat it. That can't be Gemar Malacha. Remember all of the Lundus? All of these are Machshivit into Gemar Malacha. But one by one, that can't be Gemar Malacha. If you pick two at a time, right, and then you have two in your hands, that's already Gemar Malacha. That's already Gemar Malacha, and therefore it would be Koveya. Vim Tzireif Chayef. If you're Mitzarev, if you put them together, then Chayef. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochel Achas Achas Upater, calls Man Shemekabel Halokeach. Achas, achas, ochel ve'ena mecha kovela meiser. That mecha is not going to be kovela meiser because that's what you get. One fig is a sale. One fig is a kvia. So that is why that is not going to be good enough. Rabbi Yehuda. Again, just to in a couple on Daf Yud Ches, in a couple of Daf from now, the Gemara is going to relate this to maybe Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue whether Mekach is Koveya by a Dover Shalom Nigmar Malacha. Right, we had in the first part of the Mishnah, Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, is Hafrashas Truma Koveya by a Dover Shalom Nigmar Malacha. So maybe this Machlokas is also about that as well. So we'll keep that in mind. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Beginas Vradim, Shaizab Yushalayim. There was a story about a rose garden that had a couple of fig trees, but it was a rose garden. Beginas Vradim, Shaizab Yushalayim. And there were special figs there, but the owner of the rose garden didn't want people trampling into the rose garden. So he like took out one by one and he sold them to people. So Valoy Frishim had a Trumas Meiser Meolam, and it never had Trumas Meisers that were hufresh from it. Why? Because it was always one by one. Because that's how the owner wanted it. Right, and that's how the owner wanted it. See the second wide line in the Pnei Moshe. He didn't want anybody to trample the roses, and therefore he kept them out, and he always gave one by one, and that's why it was never Nikfala Meisters, there was never Hafrashas Truma. So you read this Mishnah, and you think, okay, there was a Ginas Vradim in Yerushalayim. Those who are familiar with Shas, if you do the research, not that I'm familiar, but if you look at the Mefarshim, the end of Merubah, you remember, it talks about the halachas about Yerushalayim, the special halachas of Yerushalayim, the last, the pei beis mebeis in the Bavli and Baba Kama. It says all these halachas. Asara dvarim nemru b'Yerushalayim. You can't have a bayis hamenuga in Yerushalayim. Ein bayis cholipa. Vein mevi egla rufa. You don't bring an egla rufa from Yerushalayim. Vein anasas here any dachas. Right, any dachas. The ena mitame. The Nagam was the next one. Chalitpa, that was about Bartayari Choma. You can't make a big garbage dumps. And you can't make it have gardens and orchards there. Maybe it takes up too much room. You need to have it all regel. Chutz miginas vradim. Except for that rose garden, Shahayu Mimos Nevi'im Harishonim. There was one rose garden that went back centuries. So that one they kept. This is our Ginas Vradim. This is our Ginas Vradim. That's what the Brisa says. Except for the Ginas Vradim that was from the days of the Nevi'im, Rashi, there in Baba Kama. Kachshma, Ginas Vradim, Vihiyais at Sricha Liktores. Ooh, you got the Ktores from the Ginas Vradim. You got one of the spices for the Ktores from this garden, v'hainu kipas hayardein, and that's what's called kipas hayardein, increases al shem shaderech haveret legadel al sfas hayardein. Okay, but that's, so one of the things, and no, there's no alana sameis, and you can't have chickens there. Okay, the Gemara goes through each one of these, why each one of them is a problem. The Gemara later on says, what's wrong with ginos upardesim mishum sircha? Sircha, what's sircha? Rashi says, sircha, Asavim ra'im agdelim sham v'zorkin b'chutz. Maybe some bad leaves and herbs that you throw out. It's going to be messy. Or deragagos l'zavlon. Or you got to fertilize it, and it's going to smell. It's not going to be covered for Yerushalayim. Okay, I think there are some gardens in Yerushalayim today with roses. So I don't know. Rav Gusman used to water the flowers. I don't know, dafka roses, but the flowers that helped feed him during the World War II. Okay, so we continue. So that's the second half of the Mishnah about Mekach being Koveya. Mekach being Koveya. So we continue. Ma anan kaimin. Let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah was Machlokas Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim. Whether Afrashas Truma is Koveya by a Dover Shlo Nigmar Malacha. So, what are we talking about exactly? What stage of development of these fruit? In Bekakala Shelta'enim, if we're talking about a whole basket of figs, then Divrei HaKol Aser, then everybody agrees. That's what the Chacham say Beferish. Chacham say that's Aser, because there has already been Gemar Malacha. Right? That's, we learned earlier that how do you, what's Gemar Malacha of a basket of figs? You just fill it up and you cover it. So, even the Chachamim would say, that's nikva. Ve'im b'zeisem al ha-shemen v'anavim al ha-yayin. And if it's a case where you were mafresh truma, olives and grapes for oil and wine, which you didn't produce yet, if that's where you say that's what's on the machlokas, then divrei HaKol Mutar. Then even Rabbi Eliezer would say that hafrash is not going to be a koveya. Because there you totally didn't get to any Gemar Malacha yet. You have grapes, you didn't make them wine yet. You have olives, you didn't make them oil yet. Even Rebbe Eliezer would say, such a major lack of event, of an act that didn't happen yet, that's not a case where Rebbe Eliezer would say, Hafrasha is Koveya. So again, if it's a basket of olives, then even the Chachamim would say, Aser. If it's grapes or olives that you already were mafresh truma for oil and wine, then even Rabbi Eliezer would say that's not good enough. So what's the case of machlokas? So Ella, you have to find some stage of the process that it's not finished yet, but it's not missing something as major as squeezing grapes into wine. Something in the middle. So Ella kianan kaiminan bitmar buasel darsan. You have dates that you're going to press. So that's different than squeezing out wine and olive and oil. So you have dates that you're going to press. Big grogeris wasel doshan, or figs that you're going to put into the barrel. So that's the case. Rabbi Eliezer omer, truma tovelas beperish lo nigra malachton. Rabbi Eliezer says in that case, truma would be tovel. Because even though there hasn't been full gemar malacha yet, but it's already on the way. It's already on the way. All you have to do is press it, and therefore that's all. That's once you're mafresh truma, that already can make it considered gemar malacha. For Rabbanan amrin, ein truma toveles bepeirosh nigra malacha. And the Rabbanan would say, no, you didn't have full gemar malacha yet, so then it is not going to be koveya. Hafrasha truma is only koveya once everything else has taken place. Right? That is the hafrasha. And again, the Rambam talks about these stages. It quotes that brisa in Hilchos Paragimel of Hilchos Meiser. Let's read it. I read it already, but let's read it again. Peres shehigi alonas hamaisris v'nitlashu, fruit that already reach onas hamaisris. Remember, there's two stages that we've discussed in this mesecta already. Onas hamaisris means, thank you. Onas hamaisris means it's already a third or edible somewhat. It grew a little bit. That for sure is needed. That for sure is needed. Anything done before that, it's not fruit yet. That already gives it a shame ochel. But then, after that, there's something called gemar malacha. That's the finishing of the processing. The nitlishu, so you have fruit that reached the onas amaisris. That's what we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. And it has been detached. Via dayin lo nigmara malachton, meaning you didn't finish winnowing it. You didn't finish making it into a pile. So then you could always eat from it arai until gemar malacha. Until gemar malacha. But then the Rambam says there are six events that are kovela maishas even without gemar malacha. But maybe not all of them. That's our discussion here. Machlokas tanoim about Shabbat, about Hafrash Truma, Machlokas Tanoim about Mekach, right? All of these. Are all of these Koveya without Gemar Malacha, right? Or do some of these require Gemar Malacha, but they could substitute for Riyas Pnei Abayas or something like that? So those are these six events. So next, last line. Rishon Maoshi Yitbo. So this is all discussion was about Hafrash Truma. Is Hafrash Truma Koveya? What about Hafrash Maisa Rishon? Is Hafrashas Maaser Rishon also an act that is machshiv this item and make it consider Gemar Malacha? So the Gemara wonders, we'll get back to talking about Maaser Rishon, but first let's B'ez Hashem finish, figure out what the question is. So Mana Kamina, what are we talking about? What's the case of being mafrish Maaser Rishon? Explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky. L'chor, we're not talking about somebody who's an Avarian, who went out of order and was mafresh Maaser Rishon before he was mafresh Truma. Remember, we learned about that. It's a pasuk in Sefer Shmos that you have to maleach v'dima chalosa acher. So you have to go in order. So what's the question of, oh, is Hafrasha Maaser Rishon Koveya? Well, we know Hafrasha of Truma is Koveya, and that's done first. Right? So what's the Hechi Timsi? What's the question of the Gemara that is bothering the Baalei Gemara to know what's... To know what the Abai is. So in Bikrishan is Mareach, if we're talking about a whole Kree that already had Meruach, and Rechai Kinevsky says, and you already did Afrashas Truma, then Divrei HaKol Aser, then it's also because of the Afrashas Truma. We're not going to talk about the Maaser Rishon. In Maaser Rishon, Shikdimo B'Shibolin, and if it's a case where you went very early before there was any type of Chiyuv, you were Hikdimo B'Shibolin, then Divrei HaKol Mutter. So then Lachor Rechmi Mutter, why? Because in the Mishnah, just like the Rabbanan said that Truma is not Koveya by a Dover Shalom Nigmar Malacha, so Maaser Rishon shouldn't be Koveya by a Dover Shalom Nigmar Malacha. So that also can't be the Ibaya. It's obviously Mutter. So if you already did Afrashas Truma, then it's obviously Aser because of the Afrashas Truma. If you did it so early before the Gemar Malacha, so just like there's no kfiya by Afrashas Truma, so there's no kfiya by Afrashas Maaser Rishon. That's not going to be more chamur than Afrashas Truma. So what's the case? The following creative suggestion. Ella, Kianan, Kaimin, Bitma, same one we had before. Bitmar, Vuasala, Darsa, Bigrogas, Vuasala, Dushan. I have dates. I'm planning to press the dates. So Gemar Malacha didn't happen yet. And Vishrish Miam Truma Gadola. And what would I do? I was Mafrish Truma Gadola from these dates. Which, what the Rabbanan say, is not Koveya, because it didn't have Gemar Malacha yet. So I have dates that I'm planning to press, and I took off Truma Gadola from them, and that's not Koveya, because, as we just said, the Rabbanan Shita. And then I changed my mind. And then I changed my mind and said, you know what? I'm going to eat the dates as is. I'm not going to press them. So I already took off Truma from these dates. But now I have to take off my Sarishon. At this stage, it's already finished, final stage. So v'nimlach lahanichan kemo shehein. I decide I'm going to leave them as is. We skip the next word. V'hifrish vehan rishon. And now I was mafrish my Sarishon from them. So what's the question? What's the question? So here we go. So itamar. When I change my mind in the process, halachically, how do I view that? So, itema lamafreya nitbelu. Do I say, well, right when you decide you're not going to press them, so then I say that the roots of that machshava already goes backwards, retroactively. And therefore, we view these dates as always being not for pressing. So we could say that your hafrashas truma took place on something that was gemar malacha. So that hafrashas truma is koveya. So if you say im tamer lamafreya nitbelu, if you say that it goes backwards and it's considered gemar malacha from beforehand, so then truma she tovela. Then that hafrashas truma is tovel, and that's not the question. That can't be the question of the gemara, because if it's if it goes backwards, then there was gemar malacha when he did hafrasha, and truma is one of the things that is koveya. But v'im tamer mikan laba. But if you say your machshava doesn't go backwards, when you were mafrish the truma, it did not gemar malacha. That's not koveya. It's only now. So that's the question. Rishon hushu tovel. Maaser Rishon is the afrasha. Maaser Rishon, does that create a kfiya lamaisris? Right? That's the question, how you understand. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That's how he explains this. That if you say, itamar mikan alaba, see the bottom line, aval im tomar shechashvina la dahashta b'shoshe nimlach ishneg remalachton, if you say that it only goes from right now, mikan alaba, nimsa truma lokava. So that's a case where afresh's truma did not have an effect. V'shaper mibayale misha risha mashi yitpo. That's why we have a question. So if you say it goes backwards, there's no shayla. If you say it doesn't go backwards, there is a shayla. Does maaser rishon have the same chashivus of hafrasha as truma does? That's the question. That's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, and there is no answer. The it's a bayit de lifshita. It's not answered about whether maaser rishon is tovel. It's not clear in the Rambam either. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser and Hilchos Maaser Sheni. The Mefarshim talk about that. Maaser rishon, again, that's we're in Maseches Maaseres. So maaser rishon itself is a separate mitzvah, as we know, to be mafresh the maaser rishon and give it to the Levi. There is a machlokas tanoim whether mida oraisa. Could I give the maaser rishon to a kohen? Maaser rishon is not usur to eat, except with the truma's maaser in it. But truma, we know, is usur for everybody besides the kohen to eat. Maaser rishon is given to the Levi. What am I saying? That it might be given to a kohen midaraisa? So that, if you're a member, goes back to Ezra HaSofer. When, during Bayis Sheni, when the Bnei Yisrael, very few, 22,000 plus, came back during Bayis Sheni, Ezra Sofer was pretty upset because he says, let's go build a Beis HaMikdash, and nobody came. Nobody came. Right? We think it's a new fad that people aren't coming to the land of Israel. And we think that when there's a Beis HaMikdash, a Mashiach, everybody's automatically going to come. I don't know. I hope so. But during Bayis Sheni, it didn't happen. Right? People were very comfortable in Bavel. And they said, you know, you go build a Beis HaMikdash, we'll send money. We'll send money. But he didn't even have enough Levium to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So what'd he do? So he fined them. He fined them and said, oh yeah, no more Maaser Rishon to Levium. No more given to the Kohanim. No more Maaser Rishon to Levium. That's what he did. So all the Mefarshim wonder, how could he do that? How could he do that? He was Oker Dover Min HaTorah. He's supposed to give it to the Levium. And he gave it to the Kohanim. So that's a discussion in the Tanaim in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav. Yevamos Daf Pei Vav. You look in the Milchas Chinuch discusses this in Shin Sadi Hei Tezvav. Hine mitzvah zu litein l'leviyam maisa rishon, who plugged to the Gemara become makamos. The Rabbi Akiva sover dafka leviyam lo lakonim. Rabbi Lozman Azariah the gam lakonim. Right? Also the kohanim can be given. V'alacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero, we give it to the leviyam. And then, if that's true then how could Ezra be oker davar min haTorah? Right, it says he's supposed to give it to the Levium, and he says, don't give it to the Levium. So is this an example of knocking out a mitzvah? Like the Chum knocked out the shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and is this Akira's davar min haTorah? But that's, that he discusses his favorite Taz. I don't know if it's his favorite Taz, but the Taz he discusses 30 times in his Sefer. The Taz that writes in two places, in Yeridei and Arachayim, that the Chachamim do not have the power to knock out something that's Mefurish Peheter min haTorah, forever. So the Chachamim could say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, because you're going to blow shofar that when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week. But they can't knock out a mitzvah totally, eternally. So here, if they say, give it to the Kohanim, according to Rabbi Akiva, didn't they knock out a mitzvah? Didn't they knock out a mitzvah? So that's why if you look closely at the Rambam, he's Madaik, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam says that Ezra did it, I forgot that he quotes the Lashon here, Lidoro. It's for his generation. For his generation. For those Levium, but not forever. But again, this is part of the mitzvah. Well, here it is. Umize yasal Rambam sof paragalf the trumas to sover. Oh, maybe it's... Oh, that's one answer. Maybe the whole thing is Rabbanim is Manazeh. Right? That also how Ezra could do it. Hey Mamru v'hei Mamru. Well, the other answer is that he only wrote it for his generation. For his generation, but daik that in the language of the Rambam, and therefore it also is not against the Dover Mefurish. But again, Maaser Sheni is a whole, Maaser Rishon is a whole new mitzvah, which we have a lot to talk about. We didn't get to it too much yet. In this Masechta, but B'ez Hashem, we will get there. Okay, we'll stop here.